Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Guys, Battle of the Bulls of Boyle Heights tonight in Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 14. We have the Battle of the Bulls tournament, Queen Cobra Moon, and Matanza caressing his brother's head. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, ooh.
Okay.
Hi.
Have you seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Duh.
Okay, I didn't know if I could reference that, and you'd be
like, what are you talking about?
Okay, that was a good impression, number one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, James.
Guys, we're here for the Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 14 After Show. I'm Jimbo in the Booth. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jimbo in the Booth. And I have my lovely co-host.
Hey.
Miss Same Vans?
Yep, that's me, kind of.
Follow her.
Please
at
do.
Snarled.
We're so good at this.
Ask us we're drunk.
We
YouTube.
Yes, at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Depends on how your brain works. On Instagram and Twitter. And subscribe to Snarled on YouTube.
We got Mark B. Donica in the booth. What up? Oh, I like it.
Oh, that and cut off really
what up?
Awkwardly.
Missing are our Lucha figures that we'd normally have here, along with Ty Matthews.
No. Oh.
Sad times. But Viva Ty. La Lucha, Ty, and we hope to have you back next week. Huh. I don't know where he is.
Really?
He could be at the temple.
I know where
he
is.
Oh, my God. Where?
He's... I'm being 100% serious here. He is on a train. He got on a train in Los Angeles, California, to New York City, New York.
Shut up.
He is going on a multi-day train trip.
Does he not fly?
He thought this was more interesting.
He's such a Kerouac.
I can't wait to hear this story when
send
he comes back.
Send him your support.
Did he take Hobo with him in the boxcar?
No, he paid. He paid for his trip.
That would have been amazing. We were debating on to come in with Woolly Bully or Bulls on Parade. Because of tonight's episode.
I like this choice.
I'm glad we chose.
Choice.
I want Woolly Bulls on Parade.
I spin it.
Oh, I love him so much.
Little inside joke. So I work at Starbucks during the day. And I was just saying to myself, I spin it. And then I was telling Mark, it's probably not the best thing to say at work when you hand people drinks.
Oh, I spin it.
Yeah. Because they can easily think you're saying, I spit in it.
Yeah, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
I spit in it.
But I was just
thanks.
I spin it. So
ooh,
I need to work
so
on
much.
That.
No, you don't. You're
but
fine.
Let's
you're...
talk about tonight's
no,
episode, Rachel.
You're perfect just the way you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
Okay, so we open this episode in Dario's office.
Sure do.
And Helico shows up.
Yeah, I forgot how funny his voice is.
Yes, me too. Okay. I was like, oh, I forgot you have a crazy South African accent.
Oh, is it South African?
Yeah.
It's so funny because I was
PJ
just...
PJ Black, I believe, are both from South Africa.
I was just talking to somebody about how distinguished the South African accent sounds, and then now I just take it back.
Take it back, Brad.
Because, fuck, what is it?
Adventures in Babysitting. Sorry. Continue.
I don't know, dude. Keep doing it, though. I love learning. he started talking, and I was like, hey, doofus, where are you from?
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah.
But he sounds silly.
He threatens Dario with putting him with the Fall of the Angels through his desk.
Yeah.
If he doesn't give him what he wants. And he says, I have a better option for you. I'm going to put you in this tournament of the Battle of the Bulls, which we were discussing. So it's four guys.
Yeah.
In, I think, four matches.
Yes.
The winner of each match then is in another match with the other three dudes who won.
Sure.
And then the winner of that gets a title match?
Yeah, I think so.
If you're in the chat and you know the details of this match, please let us know.
Let us know.
Give
us
the info.
We didn't follow.
Be our fourth, third co-host? Our co-ghost?
Fifth, if you count Nancy.
Yes.
Nancy,
let's not forget about her.
Never forget Nancy. Where are you? Nancy?
She's coming.
Oh, okay. Oh.
There we are.
There she is. She came.
Yes.
I don't really know what Dario was getting at this.
No.
Because he never responds well to people threatening him, and he was like, okay.
Especially in his office.
Yeah. And then he ended it with Angelico leaving, and then he was like, dumb. What a dumb little guy.
Stupid.
Yeah. Stupid
little
idiot.
Little flips.
He
does flips.
Oh, whatever. I can do flips. Anyone can do flips. Not that impressive.
He's like, next time you try and jump off my office, I'm going to move a tile in the ceiling so you fall through.
They're telling us yes.
Is that the plan? 4-on-4-on-4
to
lead
yeah.
to a 4-on-4.
Yeah, I think that that's what they're saying.
For the
yeah.
title.
Somebody just said, I feel like Rachel doesn't like how Dario was treated this episode, and I would say that that's really correct. My poor baby was manhandled this whole episode.
Literally manhandled.
I know. He with the hand.
The gentle caress.
I know.
So
that
creepy.
That was so creepy.
Let's move.
It was, and
so
what's weirder
that.
About it, okay, we'll
Go,
talk about it later.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk about it later.
We'll get there.
Because
so,
it's not a normal caress. Okay,
no,
we'll talk
it was
about
very
it.
Awkward, especially because they're brothers.
4 4-way matches. Each winner goes into a 4-way elimination match. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Interesting.
I think, Mark, was that the taping we were at?
I
don't know. We'll get
How
to
do you
that.
Not remember that?
I don't know. There's a lot going on.
And,
I bet.
We've noticed that they tape stuff out
of
sequence.
Yeah, they tape things out of sequence.
That's really disorienting.
It's weird.
I still want to go.
Yes.
Somebody send me. Do you think they'll let me go for free?
They don't
all
charge
free.
For any tickets.
Just kidding.
Yes.
No, Rachel. We'll go.
We'll go.
Yeah, next time they shoot, we'll try to go as a family.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will only go as a family. I'm not going to go without you guys.
Oh. My familia. We have our first match. It's Cage. He's not a man. He's a machine.
Yes. Ooh.
Against your favorite, Tejano.
Yeah.
Sleazy Joey Ryan.
Yeah.
And Dr. Wagner Jr.,
what a
with
weird
famous
collection
B.
of pictures.
Yeah, what a random group.
Didn't seem to go together. And if you're going to like always put Cage and Tejano together now, at least make the other two make sense. Yeah, how did you feel about that?
I really liked the famous B taking Melissa's mic to intro Dr. Wagner again
and Cage
clotheslining him and taking him out. Side note, Cage and Melissa Santos are dating in real life, so that
yeah.
was kind of cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I cannot imagine that relationship. Like, I feel like, you know how you hear those horror stories of a new parent just, like, suffocating their baby while they're sleeping? Because
you went crazy hard left.
Well, you know, when you, like, you sleep with a baby in your bed and you accidentally, like, roll onto it and then suffocate it?
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I imagine that relationship.
Okay.
Makes you think. Oh, yeah. I also feel like we haven't addressed the fact that I'm wearing a blanket.
Are you
I
wearing
get
a blanket?
It. I'm wearing a Baphomet blanket right now. It's actually go to. Thank you. Thank you. Hail Satan. No, I'm not. Satan's cool.
It's okay.
Satan's cool.
I loved Tejano's leg lariat in this match. It was super clean and precise.
Which one? What is that?
That is when the guy ran at him and he jumped up and he like closed.
Oh,
on
him yeah, with yeah, his yeah,
leg.
Yeah, yeah. That was cool.
That looked really
good. That was
good.
Cool. Tejano did something that I almost enjoyed, and then I was like, never mind. When he took the, he seems to be getting more dramatic, which I dig. He seems to be getting more like, I have a rope now. And so he like took the rope and he was like, yeehaw. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm on board
with
this.
You're like, I'm from Texas, I know about yeehawing rope.
I was like, I get that. And so, but then he started, when he was whipping Cage with it, like, everybody knows that when you whip somebody, it doesn't hurt if you don't whip them with the end of the rope. If you just lay the top of the rope at their on their torso, that's not going to do anything. So I felt it was very ineffective. But, hey, good shot. Almost there.
Almost
impressed.
It's a work in progress.
That don't impress me much.
I love when Tejano and Cage are going at it, and, like, I think Cage gets suplexed. Famous B is on the outside, and he's like, he's buff, but he's not very bright. That shit made me laugh so hard. I love B's just, like, one-liners he hits just, like, out on the, like,
yeah.
out on the ring apron. It's
and
so
he
funny.
Seems, for some reason, he's, like, feels stronger to me now that I've seen that. Their whole, like, make him fight worked on me.
Yeah.
So good job, guys.
Cage hits a gnarly moonsault
from the top
from
rope,
from the top to the outside.
Oh my
and
god!
And does like the knee tuck, which scared me because that's how Zema Ion broke his neck, or not Zema. That's how Jesse Swanson broke his neck from Zema Ion. So I was kind of sketched out about that. And then
but
Joey
it was
Ryan. Oh, so good! Joey Ryan does a dive. Brian Cage catches him in a suplex. Something we've seen from Cage tons of times, but it's always
really impressing.
Yeah,
impressing. God, what's your problem, Rachel? I filmed Ask Us for today. I wasn't supposed to say that, but I did. So now I'm like, you know, when you're like drunk in the morning, but then you're not drunk anymore, and you're just like
you're in like a haze.
Yeah, I'm like, where am I? This is great. the whole match, they kept talking about how weak Joey Ryan was, and I was like, guys, give him a shot. Give him one shot. There was no comeuppance. There was no like he did one pretty cool. What did he do?
He did
a really cool spine
buster.
No, the spine buster was pretty cool. I think he did it from the rope. I don't know. He did a pretty cool spine buster. Fuck.
You know the name of that move? Good job.
And swinging neck breaker off the top was hot as fuck. Is what I wrote down.
So that used to be his finishing move when he was like. Creepy like Magnum Joey Ryan
when he was creepy
and he called it the mustache ride.
He'd
get on the top rope and he'd hold the guy's arm and then he'd be like, who wants a mustache ride? And then he'd do the move.
How does he know like exactly what I'm thinking at all times?
I don't know.
I love him
so
much.
Head.
Yeah,
it's like the cranberries,
the spine butt. Yeah. I got it. See,
Dr. Wagner hit an amazing spinning DDT in this match that was awesome on Brian Cage.
Oh, that was very cool.
There was some kind of Tower of London hit out of the corner.
Everyone was like freaking out about that, and I was like, that just does not get me.
Oh, you're thinking of the Tower of the Doom.
Tower of Doom. I was thinking about Tower of Doom. Yeah,
like
I was thinking about Tower of Doom.
A double suplex and
a
power bomb.
Yeah, I was thinking about Tower of Doom. But before that, something happened before that I was like, wait, what's going on here? Tejano slapped Joey in the face like
the hardest
I've ever seen anybody slap anybody.
So ridiculous.
That was okay.
I wrote that with a little dot next to it, so I knew I brought that up. Like to bring
that
up. Yeah, like Tejano slaps Joey.
Like slaps the shit out of Joey, and the fact that Joey just no-selled it. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
He was just like, okay. But the fact that it was still impressive, even though it was kind of a no-sell, it was...
Maybe he no-sold it because it threw him off his game.
I think, what the hell was that? I was thinking a lot about it, and I watched it probably, like, three times because I was like, holy shit, that was not... There was no gimp. Like, that was just a slap to the face. And by the third time, I was like, he was stunned.
I think Vampiro even was like, he just got bitch-slapped.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think he was shot. I think that was a genuine reaction to be slapped in the face, which is like, oh, wait, it doesn't look like it does on TV. Got it. Okay.
So the ending of this match was weird.
It's a clusterfuck.
Tejano hits Joey with the powerbomb.
Mm-hmm.
Cage steals the rope, hits Tejano with the rope, and then pins Joey Ryan, which really made Joey look weak.
Oh, this whole thing made Joey... I told you the whole time, they were like, oh, little baby Joey Ryan is like... 370 pounds less than everybody else in the ring, and he's just a little baby boy, and how brave of him for coming out here. And I'm like, what are you guys talking? He's great. He's a great fighter. He's a great worker. Don't make him look so weak. But that, for sure, he was ragdolled around.
Oh, yeah.
He had a few really good spots, though.
Yeah.
But it was weird for him to be in that match.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a backstage segment that explains more of this later.
Yeah, why was he there? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. But Cage wins, and he advances to be one of the four that will go on to the next big match.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and did it.
Then we get a video of Dario's office again.
Hell yeah.
And now it's Sexy Star.
Heck yes.
And she speaks in Spanish.
Yeah, she does, which I prefer to her speaking in English.
Yes.
And she does a lot of, like, she does a lot of, like, pageant looks. Like, which I love.
A little sassy face.
She's so cute. I mean, not cute. She's, like, she's a vicious monster.
She's
but
deadly.
Yeah.
Dario gives her the option to fight PJ Black.
He's
the only one in the Worldwide Underground she hasn't beaten yet. And she beats him. She gets a title shot in a cage to keep out the rest of the Worldwide Underground.
But if she loses, then she can never get the title again.
Ever
again.
Ring the bell.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. At least there's hope for her again. I don't know. Yeah, this whole episode kind of confused me. I feel like this episode's, like, Mercury was in retrograde for this episode.
What the hell does that mean?
You know?
I don't.
Mark, do you know what I'm talking about?
That's a reference Where's I do Mark? Not get.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, good. It's like, is Mark okay? Mercury in retrograde? It's like when Mercury is in retrograde, it's a lunar thing, and you, well, not lunar, it's that, because that means the, okay, whatever. And it's about astrology, and it makes your whole life fuck up.
What does it make my whole do?
Life fuck up.
Oh, I misunderstood.
Yeah. So I feel like this episode's Mercury was in retrograde.
Okay.
You get it now, right?
Whatever you say, absolutely.
Yeah, he believes me 100%.
I think my favorite thing in this video was when Sexy Star is like, you may have escaped your troubled past, Dario, but if you're not careful, you're going to have a troubled future.
I know.
So great.
I know. And he just was like, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to stare out that door. I love it when people stare at people while they're leaving. It's like, wow, how wistful. I like it. This match was good, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this match. But I enjoyed PJ.
We gotta get there first.
Oh, have we not gotten
there?
No,
we got another video to talk
about. God damn, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So then the next video, we got former agent, not Cisco, but
what's
Cortez.
His name? Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, what's his name?
His cover's been broken. He's got a broken arm.
Yeah.
He's complaining to his boss about, I can't go back to the temple. My cover's been broken.
But she does not care.
No, she gives zero fucks.
She's like, okay, honey. Well, we got
to
do.
I need the other half of that medallion so I can live forever.
Yeah.
And we're going to send you back to the temple incognito.
With
this mask on. And I was trying to get a look at that mask. I don't think we've seen him come back yet.
I don't.
Because I was like, oh, maybe he's one of the rabbit tribe guys.
Oh, interesting.
But it wasn't that mask.
You know, it was not a familiar mask to me.
No, me either. This is when, like, Ty would be like, that's so-and-so's mask.
For sure. Oh, Ty, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. We'll just pretend like he said something.
No problem,
insightful.
Guys.
Yeah. Guys.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Okay. Very YouTube-y. I don't believe it because you can just, like, totally tell a person by their nipples. So he's going to come back with a mask on, and they're going to be like, dude, what are you doing with a mask on?
What if he has nipple covers?
Oh, his tassels on.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That's how they get you.
That's it. You put on tassels, nobody knows who you are.
Now we get to this match.
Oh,
Sexy
okay.
Star versus PJ Black.
Great.
Sexy Star came out in this awesome entrance with this badass cape coat thing and this
so cool.
staff.
Yeah.
Someone said she looked like Shearer from He-Man. I was like,
totally.
Nice.
Yeah, she's dope. She's just getting cooler and cooler. Every week she gets cooler and cooler.
Yes.
Oh, she's so cool.
She starts this match with, like, this awesome rolling ankle pick to take down TJ Black. I thought that was really cool.
Rolling ankle pick.
Yeah.
I bet that has something to do...
She throws some nasty boots. And then PJ hits... This is old school. This is something that Ty probably would be like, oh, wow.
Okay. I'll pretend.
Pretend for me.
Okay.
So Tommy Dreamer, back in the ECW days, he would use a DDT usually as his finisher.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit when he was like trying to use other moves, and he did this thing called the Tommy Hawk, where he would lift the guy up in the like razor's edge position, but he was facing down instead of up, and then he'd throw them in the air, but catch him in a stunner. And
didn't
PJ Black did this tonight, and I was like, oh, that's the Tommy Hawk. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Well, that's, like, really exciting for you.
It was. James? I was thoroughly excited.
I love that move.
Hooray.
How's that?
Good.
Did I do okay?
PJ does great moonsaults in this match.
PJ
Beautiful,
does...
picture-perfect stuff.
Yeah, he does. And also, may I just say, his chest hair is so perfectly groomed. I have never seen any shit like that in my
life. Better than Joey Ryan's chest hair?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
Oh, my God. His chest hair is like... It's like he gently shaves down. But there's no shaving. It's just kind of like a... Whoosh, whoosh.
Well, he is a wolf.
So, oh, he is a dare wolf.
He is a dare wolf.
He dares to be a wolf.
There's an awesome top rope Rana that he, like, Sexy Star hits him with the top rope Rana that he then rolls into the Styles Clash, and she kicks out.
Oh, yeah.
That
I
was
love,
crazy.
I love hearing them call it the Styles Clash, too. I was like, oh, wow.
Clash of Styles. Yeah, that was pretty funny. a nice short DDT where like he's on his knees.
Oh yeah,
and just DDTs. What else?
I don't know. This match was like kind of straightforward to me. It's so sad because in Lucha we're so used to like we're like nobody like murdered anybody with an axe, so it was kind of.
I wasn't really feeling the finish. That much.
What was the finish?
It was just like a roll up.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a sneaky roll up. And she like held it awkwardly long.
And like Jack Evans at, coming yeah, like, in.
Like he like sneaks in. He throws a bat for some reason. I'm like, why a bat? And then.
Yeah, and then nothing happens.
And then she does this roll up. And then she holds it like for another 4 seconds after the ref has counted three.
Yeah.
I was like, that was weird.
Yeah, and he counted way too fast too. Did you notice that?
Mm.
He counted way too fast.
Maybe that's why she held
she
it
She held
longer,
it. She's like, no. I promise. I promise. It's a full three. Nobody's going to give me shit about this one.
So, Sexy wins, which means she'll get Johnny Mundo in a cage for the Lucha title. But let's talk about this next video, which was my favorite, and I've been waiting to see this. Cobra Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Queen Cobra Moon.
Queenie.
She starts to explain the history of like their tribe
starts
and how there
to.
Was three and
yeah.
one left being Drago and now there's two Pindar and Vibara?
I don't know.
Something someone tweeted
I'm bad
me
with
their
names.
Oh, I wrote it in my notes here.
I'm bad with names. I thought this was interesting especially seeing as Drago called himself a slave.
Yeah.
Within that context. So I wonder, like, the way that she was positioning it made it seem like they were all peers or, like, at least they were warriors or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Well, maybe to them they were all peers, but he felt like a slave because he was just constantly getting the, like, go do this. Go do this.
So, like, go he was this. Just being, like, kind of bratty.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
He wasn't actually a slave. He was just like, I'm tired of people telling me what to do.
But it ends with her sending them after him to
right.
bring him back. Spoiler alert, we know she gets him because in the trailer
oh yeah
he's chained up breathing fire because
yeah.
we're like what the hell is that he's
yeah.
chained up in this gnarly like
that's true. I wonder why they must have teased that for a reason.
Yeah, because
I mean
how are they gonna get him back though, like trap him in a cage, like
I know
what are they gonna do?
I was gonna say I'd like to
and
think Pindar that they lure him
Daga
back.
Apart. So, they said he killed Daga. So maybe
okay.
that'll come up.
Maybe.
But I was so pumped on this video.
Yeah. Oh God, it was so pretty.
So cool. I
it
watched
was
it
so
like three
pretty.
Times.
And she was. This is so not even important at all.
Tell me.
But she. But this is why I'm here for this kind of shit. She was sitting in such a weird position that it looked like she had 1.5 legs and that there was a giant hole in the middle of it. You gotta sit a certain way when your knees are showing on camera, but half of her leg was behind the other leg, and it was just the most, it was the only thing, I had to watch it like 2 or 3 times because it was the only thing I could see. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I coughed. I'm so sorry.
Get out.
I'm so sorry. Do you forgive me?
I do.
Thank you. But yeah,
I didn't
she was
notice.
Sitting. Of course you didn't, because who would? Because that's bullshit. It
uh-huh.
was such a cool thing.
Disappointed!
I know, me too, man.
Snakes don't have legs.
Hey, snakes.
Then we get another video with Matanza stuck in his cage. And Dario is like, hey, man, I'll let you out. You can be in the Battle of the Bulls.
Yeah.
And then you can go back for this title. Trust me, it'll be fun. And he just wants Ray. He doesn't want to listen to his brother, but he wants to caress his head.
Oh, God. I mean, the way that he was doing it was not like a normal, like, oh, it's okay. Like, I get it. Thank you. I love you. It was like a lot of fingers. He kept.
Well, you think he's
a lot
never
of finger
had, like.
Stuff.
He's Matanza's a monster who's been locked in a cage. He's probably never, like, shown love or had any, like,
so
affection.
So this
so, like,
is what he thought that was loving.
Yeah.
Just, like, that.
It's like Peter Pan when he thinks thimbles are kisses. You know, it's just awkward.
It's so awkward. It was so uncomfortable. And I can, like, only imagine them, like, kind of, like, avoiding eye contact after that. Yeah, exactly.
I can only imagine, like, having to shoot that scene and be like, no.
Exactly.
Curl your fingers. No, higher in the hair.
We
caress
need to
him
see
behind his ear.
And he's, like, these big sausage fingers because he's a monster. So he's like, yeah. Bleh, bleh. It was very uncomfortable. And also, I was like, please stop touching him like that. Like, I know this is not going to end well.
It's like the man hands episode of Seinfeld. No?
Oh, they had to break up because she had man hands.
And she's like,
remember that.
You got something on your face?
That's exactly what
I need to dry my hands.
About.
I think there's a beach towel. And he caresses his head,
and then like
gets him in the palm of his hand, literally, and then smashes his face into the cell door, which makes him drop the key. And the segment ends with you can see Matanza's hand reaching for that key to let himself out.
Well,
which can't be good for anybody.
The way that they showed it didn't even look like he hit his face against it. It looked like he snapped his neck. And the noise that they made was kind of like a bone-breaking noise.
Not like
that. So, I was like, he just killed Dario. I was convinced that Dario was dead. I was like, oh my god, Dario's dead. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to go on?
Are you going to get zombie Dario?
Yeah, I thought until Dario came back out, I was like, Dario's dead.
And then he came out and he had like a bloody-ass towel.
I know, the whole towel was just right here and bloody.
Oh, man.
But he wasn't mad. He was just like, come here, BB. Oh. Come here.
So, our next match, another Battle of the Bulls match.
Yeah.
We get the Mac, Marty the Moth, Dragon Azteca Jr., and Mil Muertes.
Mil Muertes.
With Katrina.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Katrina. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was super fun. And I took notes.
I love how Willie Mac just bitch slapped Dragon Azteca.
I love everything about Willie Mac.
Dragon Azteca hits the beautiful pizza DDT as we've named it.
Amazing. So, okay, first of all, when Azteca didn't come out in his hoodie, I was like disappointed.
Oh, I hate that
thing. And then I love his hoodie.
The actual hoodie or the stupid headdress thing?
No. Like his when he comes out in like
dress. Oh, where he's like
he comes
in
streetwear.
Yeah, that's great.
He's like, I'm casual Azteca Jr.
I always have a mask
on. Exactly. I was kind of disappointed that he didn't do that. And also, maybe I'm wrong here and maybe I'm off base, but it feels weird having Mil Muertes in matches like this. It feels like it weakens him. He's supposed to be this, like, death monster. At least he was last season. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's supposed to be this, like, death monster who's, like, not on... He has no peers. And they're having him in this, like, kind of roundup match, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me.
But like, he's too badass to go in there and not destroy three other dudes to get what he wants?
I think he's supposed to be that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, if he's not that, that's chill. If he's not that monster, then that's chill. Just, like, let me know what he is, because I don't know at this point. If he doesn't go in there and just, like, clean house, then who is he?
You know what would be cool? If, like, they start changing his contacts.
Ew.
Like, so, like, because right now they're all red.
Yeah.
What if, like, when this match started, they were all red, and by the end of it, one of them wasn't red, and only one was red? Because then it's like his powers are going away.
Oh,
like,
my God,
he's getting
that's
weaker.
So fun. Something like that. They need, like, some gimmick, some, like, hook, because right now, his gimmick is dead. I mean, if his...
Literally dead.
Because if he's not going to just... fucking
runch beat the shit out of everybody.
Did you almost say run a train?
No, I was gonna say run a rough shot, which is a wrestling
if
term.
He doesn't run a train on every single wrestler in that place, I'm out of here.
Yes, thank you for that.
Oh man.
Speaking of, like, how Joey Ryan no-sold that slap.
Yeah.
Marty the Moth just took a punch from Mill in this match.
I know
that. I was like, holy shit, he's still standing? And he was, and he was like, no, hit me again. I was like, Marty is nuts.
I
would love that feud.
Ooh, I love that so much. There's nothing I love more than when somebody's like, hit me. I like it. Hit me.
I'm like, oh, snap!
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever, like, in boxing, ever, like, just start talking shit to the people you were fighting?
That was not really my aesthetic. Like, I was, like, they called me Sweet Baby Ray because I was always smiling, and I was always like, what are you guys up to later? Like, like, wanted to, like, be friends with everybody. But then in the ring, I'd be like, okay, we're gonna hit each other. Like, I'll see you later. But I did, they did, like, call me, like, something. I don't remember what it was, like, freaky girl or something in Spanish at my gym, because whenever somebody would, like, hit me not hard enough to, like, break my face, I'd be like, well, that was fun. And, like, let's do it again. And so, yeah, they're like, oh, she kinky. I'm like, hell yeah, dog. Let's do it.
Wow.
That's a lot of information. As long as you don't break my face, like, it's chill.
Mill hits an awesome spinning choke slam. I really like that. Matanza's powerbomb.
Then
Matanza shows up because obviously he let himself out of the cage.
But before that, Mac's knee to Marty's face.
Oh shit! That running knee.
Oh my god! Oh man, that was incredible. That was incredible. Yeah, then Matanza shows up.
Yes.
Oh, I love you.
Matanza shows up.
Love you.
Power bombs Dragon Azteca on top of Mill.
Yeah.
This, like, going for the pizza DDT, catching him midair, throwing him in the air into the wrath of the gods.
That was so cool.
Was so badass.
I didn't know how he did it.
Neither did I.
Like, how do you, because it's like you have to stop inertia.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be like, okay, like mid-thrust, you have to, that's gross. I didn't mean it like that.
Mercury is out of orbit or whatever.
Yeah, it's in retrograde.
Thank you.
Get your shit together. I can't believe you have a wife and she's never told you about Mercury being in retrograde. It's really important.
She tells me about knitting and three needle bind offs.
Oh, because she's better than me. That's why.
Oh.
Got it.
Yeah, Nancy. Tell it like it is.
I did. I wrote something with a lot of exclamation points.
I'm
Marks?
Sure it was
exclamation
that.
Points.
Yes? What can I do for you?
Was that it? Oh, I get it. Your exclamation marks.
Yes,
I get
what can
it.
I do for you?
You're like Clippy.
I'm exactly like Clippy.
Oh, God.
Kill me.
I'm guaranteeing it was that Wrath of the Gods.
God damn it, Rachel.
Move. I'm sorry. No.
It wasn't that move?
It wasn't the Wrath of the Gods.
Was it when Dario comes out all bloody with the towel around his face?
No. Of course it was for the Mac.
When he hits that running that stunner out of the corner?
Cross-country stunner?
Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. He's
and then
so cool.
He wins.
He's so cool.
I win.
He never wins. I was so happy to see him win. He is the people's champ.
He is.
He deserves to win. He deserves a belt. Throw a strap on that guy. They're not going to do it.
It'll come to him. It's bound to happen.
Will it?
It's bound to happen.
Will he it? Will it? Because I don't know if it will. I feel like they really value...
It's the Mac.
I know he's the best.
I know.
Hey, I know.
We all know.
I'm a Willy it.
Yes.
I'm a Willophile. Gross.
Nah, stick with Willy it.
I'm part of the Mac pack.
I'm a Mac
there you
man.
Go.
And I've gone too far.
So he hits the stunner. Anyway. He gets the win. So now we know him and Cage.
Yeah.
And then whoever wins the Angelico match next week, and then whatever other battle.
So in Helico.
You think so?
I think he has a special little something in store for Helico.
I have a feeling that he might look like he's about to win, and then the Worldwide Underground is going to interfere or something, because he hasn't sewn up all his issues
with
Jack and all of them.
But yet. Dario hates Johnny Mundo. So it makes me think that the Worldwide Underground is not going to interfere, but, like, something.
But what if we had Son of Havoc come and get his back? Because we never got an end of their tag team. Because Angelico just stopped showing up because he got hurt. But we never saw the dissolution of those two.
Yeah, maybe we can finally... No, not finally. It's very cute. The Pizza Boys are very cute.
I was just going to say, as long as we get bagel bites,
yeah,
oh,
that's
I'll be
what
happy.
It is, the bagel bites.
I'll be happy.
Maybe
Angelico,
they just
you
add...
want in on these bagel bites?
He just sits on the back of the motorcycle, and he's not in the sidecar. Remember?
Sagrada?
No, Angelico.
Oh.
He's doing in that Bound to You music video. The
oh, wow.
Kanye West music video. Nope.
Sure.
It's where Kim Kardashian's naked and just, like, holding onto him on the back of a motorcycle. That's what I picture for Angelico
it
and Son of Havoc.
Safe. She should have a helmet on.
Oh, for sure. Or like, anything.
Oh,
she should put something on.
Put something on.
You want to get road burned.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So that was the end of this Lucha episode. Do you want to get into predictions?
Oh my God, let's like just do like some fantasy booking stuff right now.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Whoa. I'm not used to that. We never get to predictions.
I know, because we are crazy.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, we got time.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's so exciting. Yeah. We can talk about whatever we want.
I don't know about whatever we want.
Oh, we can't talk about whatever we want?
No.
You think people will tune out?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think if we both tell them one secret about ourselves, then I think they'd really enjoy that.
Really?
Are we doing tell two them? Truths and a lie?
Oh, my God. Can we please?
Awful at that.
Dad's not here. Can we please do something fun?
Okay.
Yeah! Okay. Okay. This is perfect. I just had to announce a bunch of secrets to my office, so this is perfect. Which one should I pick? Okay. I... Whoa.
Want you to know.
That I am
for you.
Okay, I what's a good one? One time, I accidentally gave myself an enema. One time, I spit in Cindy Lauper's blueberries and then
I spit in it.
And then I gave them to her to eat. And one time when I was 16, I... ate mac and cheese out of a shoe at school.
Out of a shoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a boot.
I hope all of these are true.
Yeah.
Are they all true?
No. Oh. Two of them are true.
Okay. The first one's false.
I'm going to go with Lopper.
Wait, what did I say? What was the first one?
I don't remember. But I think that was false. Because Cindy Lopper, I hope, is true, so you can tell me
this
story.
Oh, I accidentally gave myself an enema.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. And Cindy Lauper's true.
Oh, tell me the Cindy Lauper story.
I used to be the green room server at the House of Blues, and she was such a bitch to our, like, cleaning staff. They were trying to clean the stage, and she was like, hurry up, it's not rocket science. And he was like, okay. And so she was like, I would like just blueberries, please. And it's like the House of Blues. Like, you can have wings or nothing. So we had to go find blueberries.
It's the House of Blueberries.
Exactly. Thank you. And so we had to go find blueberries and then, like, put them in a bowl for her and then give them to her. And so I was just like, I hate you.
Did you, like, stir it? So it was just, like,
no.
Fresh loogie?
I, like, did. I did. I, like, well, oh. I'm like, a dainty little woman. So it's not like it was a loogie. It was just more of, like, a... It was, like, a... And I,
some
I,
spittle.
It's just, like, letting it dribble off your
well,
tongue.
At that point in my life, I was going through a ring pop phase. So, like, I had a lot of
not
saliva.
Not Joey Ryan's blow pop phase.
No, it was
but
a ring
pop phase.
And so I had a lot of, like, saliva that was, like, candy saliva in my mouth. And so I just kind of, like... And then gave her the blueberries. And she was like... She didn't even say thank you. Kesha was nicer than she was.
Wow.
I know. What is yours? I love this.
I once stabbed my best friend in the leg.
Oh, my God.
With the samurai sword.
I hope that's true.
I suck at this because no, like, my last one's
so
always the lie.
What? Well, don't do it that way, then.
I don't know.
You just gave it away.
I don't know.
Surprise me. You can do it. Make them all true.
That's what I did last time I did this. I was like, they're all true. And they're like, that's not how this works.
You're
I was
like,
I don't care. I don't care.
What is it?
What?
What? Okay, so you
two
wait.
More?
Hold on. You actually did stab
did.
Your friend. How did you do that?
Dude, you're wasted. And I always used to pull out the sword I had and just
wrong decision
tickle
to
him,
do.
Like,
what?
Oh. And he's like, you're bound to stab me sooner or later. Just do it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And
are
I
you?
Stabbed.
How deep did
pretty
you step?
Fucking fast.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Took
holy
like
shit.
Took like 9 stitches. It was like so close to like missing like like an artery in his leg.
Oh my God. I really don't so want to get stabbed. Like, you can punch me in the face all day. I really don't want to get stabbed.
I'll take that bet.
Okay.
The funniest was like his excuse to his parents was going to be like, I tripped on a sprinkler.
And I was like, I tripped on a katana.
Don't know if that's going to work.
Oh, wait.
There aren't any metal sprinklers.
How
dude.
Old were you?
21.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the time to stab somebody in the leg, yeah. For sure. I saw a
of
ghost
course.
When I was 21. Oh, wait. No, it's a good thing to say right
what?
Now. That if you're in the Los Angeles area, go to the blood drive. Somewhere.
For Johnny LaQuasto?
Yeah.
At Children's Hospital?
Do you like how I just tried with, really hard to say something good, and then I was like, it's somewhere.
That,
I'm going. I'm going to be there at 10:30 in the morning.
Heroes? Something?
Regular
Heroes. Regular Heroes.
Wait.
Regular Hero.
I'm going.
Good.
I'm getting my blood. I don't know. Am I allowed to get?
I don't know.
I feel like
I always wonder
they
if
don't
I could
want
give
my
blood
because
I smoke. I don't think they want my blood.
I don't think they want my blood either for, like, a lot of reasons. Like, I'm basically, like, an expat of MK Ultra. Does anyone know what that means?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely don't want my blood. But, hey, if I answer questions and they take it, like, I'll give them my blood and also, like, take pictures with it and pretend like I'm not like I'm just like a conservative vampire who's, this is how I keep my blood. I love that there's just bags of blood everywhere. That's super dope to me.
Why not?
Why not?
While we have a minute or two, we have Brian Cage, who was on tonight's episode. He has a new action figure coming out with Figures Toy Company. Mark has it queued up on the screen. This is kind of what the body will look like. I don't know if you've seen all...
Way too small.
Yeah, basically... basically, all of these figures are like the same body type structure, and they just have someone sculpt heads. So,
oh wait, they all look like that?
They all look like
Goldberg.
Yeah, basically. And then that's his head.
That's so freaky, dude.
His head sculpt is pretty good, though.
That's so freaky.
But so now, Joey Ryan, Brian Cage, Sammy Callahan, who's Jeremiah Crane.
Oh, Sammy!
They all have figures coming out, if not they're already out from Figures.
That's
Toy
so
Company.
Cool that Sammy Callahan is like a thing.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
It's awesome.
Will he be back to PWG?
I would think so.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
I won't be there.
Oh. I heard a lot of people won't be there and they're quite upset.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how do you get a ticket?
Yeah, that's what they're upset about.
I'm going to buy PWG.
Yeah.
Think I could?
Sure.
Really?
On that note, tell us about Snarled.
Oh.
And where to find you.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to end. I like the slumber party vibe that we have going on.
It's fun because you have a blanket.
I have a literal
yourself.
Blanket on me.
I like it.
All right. Well, this has been fun, James. I appreciate you. You can find me. I'm Rachel Evans. You can find me at Rachel Sam Evans, Rachel Sam Vans, whatever, on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check out my YouTube channel, Snarled. I talk about wrestling. I talk about serial killers. I talk about cults. I talk a lot about Satan. A lot about Satan. And I'm about to start a new series where, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Whatever,
don't
I don't care.
It.
I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
This is what they signed up for. They get it. They know who I am. I'm starting a new series where I just go on a bunch of dates with people. So if you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to date me, tweet me or or Instagram me, and then maybe you can date me for an episode, but I might do something disgusting on the date. That's kind of the whole point.
I like it.
But I can't give away anything else.
Are they like weird dates? Like, we're going bungee jumping.
No, they're normal dates.
We're going air balloon riding.
I can tell you the premise
right
of the show.
By my house.
Yeah, that's exactly where I can tell you the premise of the show. Basically, you know how Cosmo gives those like fucking ridiculous dating tips that are like, if he doesn't introduce you to his friends on the second date, that means he's ashamed of you. So I take all of the like weird Cosmo or like beauty guru tips and I apply it to each different date. So like one date I'll like have to make really intense eye contact, or like the next date I'll have to like find out if they like want to have kids with me or something. It's gonna be great.
You want to know one thing that it's like a lesson in dating that
what?
Never fails. The door test. Do you
what?
Know about the door test?
No.
So in the movie A Bronx Tale, he teaches the guy, like, if you find a girl, you give her the door test. You take her out on the date. You open her car door. You let her in the car. You go around the back of the car. And if she doesn't unlock the door for you, she's selfish. Dump her and get rid of her. And, yeah, my wife passed the door test first time.
She unlocked the door for you?
Fuck yeah, she did. And I married her. That's right.
Okay, just so you know, I won't unlock the door for you. I'll be like, okay, it's your car. Like, you do it.
Well, you're lucky because nowadays most cars have automatic.
Automatic.
Locks.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So
that's
you don't
true.
Have to worry about that.
That's true. I am a pretty, like, dope girlfriend if you can snag me.
If you can find her on Twitter.
Yeah, find me on Twitter. Tweet at me. And then tweet at We Are Snarled.
At Rachel Sam Vans.
Rachel Sam Vans, Rachel Sam Evans. Tweet at me and be like, I would like to be considered for this. And fucking, you might be.
Yes. Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Follow Ty at Ty Matthews PMA. Stay tuned with our Lucha Underground after show. We have a huge guest lined up before the end of the year. You're going to want to tune in for that.
I forgot.
Yes.
Oh my
you
God.
You forgot.
Oh
and it's going to be fucking dope. Follow Mark at Mark B. Donica
That's
on
right.
Twitter. And we'll see you next week. And until then, Viva la Lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.